Okay, now let's look at the human nervous system. Now, the human nervous system has three parts. One is called the central nervous system. This is just the brain and the spinal cord. Okay, its function is just to coordinate the messages that are traveling through your nervous system. Okay, it coordinates the messages that are traveling through the nervous system. Now, the second part is called the peripheral nervous system, and this is just basically, you could say, the cables. Okay, and it's the nerves and the receptors. The nerves are like the I'm calling them cables, but they are cells that your electrical signal is going to go through, okay? And when you bundle them up, when they're not bundled up, they're called neurons, but when they are bundled up, they're called nerves. So we have the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, which has the sense, the receptors, and the nerves. And then the third part is called the autonomic nervous system. Now, this is where you have the control of the organs in the body, the organs like the intestines, the heart. That is the autonomic nervous, the autonomic system. So yes, the autonomic nervous system. So we have central nervous system, peripheral nervous system, and then we have autonomic. Central, just the brain and spinal cord. Peripheral, we have your receptors and your neurons, or your nerves. And then the autonomic, we have the organs. Okay, it's just the control of those body organs. Now, what are neurons? Neurons are specialized cells. Okay, they are cells, but they are specialized. You know, specialized, that means they are designed to suit a specific function. Okay, they work together to do a shared function. And what is that? They work to transmit the electrical signal, and we call it a nerve impulse. So neurons are specialized cells that work to transmit your nerve impulses, okay, around the body. So, yes, that is the neurons. Now we have three types of neurons, three main types of neurons that you're going to need to know for your syllabus. And one is the sensory neuron. The sensory neuron, the word kind of tells you what it is. It is the one that is in between the central nervous system and the sense organ. Okay, the sense organ is where you have your receptor cells, where the sensing of the stimulus is. Okay, it's stimulus single, stimuli plural. So what happens is when you sense a change, maybe it's in the skin, and they sense the thermoreceptors. Maybe they sense that the temperature has gone down. It's now cold. What does that do? They send a message to the brain or your spinal cord. Okay, and that is where the control is, the control tower. It's in the brain and spinal cord. So now, first, from that way pathway is called the sensory neuron. Okay, as the cell that is in between your receptor and your central nervous system. Now, from the central nervous system, that the neuron that passes through the central nervous system and interlinks the sensory neuron with another type of neuron that we see at the end, called a motor neuron. The neuron in between that is called the relay neuron. It's just like a bridge. It goes through your central nervous system, and it joins the sensory neuron to the last neuron that is called the motor neuron. The motor neuron is now going to the effector, okay? And it's from the motor neuron will now be from the central nervous system to the effector. Okay, but the relay neuron is in the central nervous system and it just bridges. It just bridges the sensory neuron and the motor neuron. Okay, now the other words you are going to be asked to probably, you should know the other words for relay neuron and motor neuron. Relay neuron is also called a connector neuron. Okay, because it just connects the sensory neuron with the motor neuron. The motor neuron is also called the effector neuron because remember it's going from the central nervous system to the effector. Okay, so those are your three neurons. Remember them. Now, how do you identify them when you see their diagrams? Maybe in the exam or wherever it's going to be. A motor neuron is long, okay? It's very long, and it has a cell body, okay, where you would see your nucleus and your cytoplasm, that is found at the top, okay, at one end of the whole long specialized cell. You find the cell body at the end, okay, at one of the ends. You can either call it the top or the bottom, and that cell, and it has its cell body there. So remember, it's long, and this is the motor neuron, okay, or the effector neuron. It's long, it has a cell body at the end, okay? Remember that, and it's got many dendrites that are brushing out from the cell body, okay? Now, a sensory neuron is also long. But how do you know this is a sensory neuron, this is a motor neuron? A sensory neuron has a cell body at the center, okay? It has a small cell body at the center. So if you see a cell body being at the center, then you should know that this is now my sensory neuron. A relay neuron is different from the both, from the other two. It's short and it's got a cell body with the many dendrites branching out of it, but it's very small and round. You'd see it and it's very easy to pick. It's different from the other two. But remember, motor neuron has the cell body at one end and the sensory neuron has the cell body in between. Now, when you look at the diagrams, make sure you just search them up on the internet and you're going to see that there are some parts that you need to remember from there. You need to be able to identify what is called the axon. The axon is the longest fiber, okay, in the cell. You're going to have to know that axon. You're going to have to know what we call a myelin sheath. Myelin sheath is like the coat, the coating around the fibers. And that is used to insulate, okay, as the electrical signal is moving through, and it makes the electrical signal move through faster if that myelin sheath is there to insulate, okay? Now, in between, you're going to see that the myelin sheath doesn't cover the whole of the fiber. It's got some gaps, okay? And those gaps are called nodes, okay? You would see some written nodes of Ranvier. It's just gaps where there is no insulation, right? So remember those parts. We have now the axon is the longest fiber, and we have smaller fibers that are also branching from the cell body, and those are now called dendrites or dendrones. Their job is to pick signals from the air or release signals to other neurons. Okay, so dendrites either pick signals from neurons or release signals to other neurons, okay? Or dendrites or dendrones. Okay, that is that. So just remember that, and you'd see now that in the cell body, you'd see your nucleus, your cell membrane, and your cytoplasm. Remember, it's a cell. A neuron is a cell. It's just a specialized cell, but it still is a cell. Okay, good. I'm sure you now know something, and the last thing that I need you to know is the reflex arc, okay? That you would have your, this is how the messages move through. It's from the receptor, they go through the sensory neuron, and they'll be going to the central nervous system, remember? And in the central nervous system, how do they move in there? They use the relay neuron. And then from the central nervous system now to the effector, they will use the effector or the motor neuron. So yes, that is that. And well, for the next episode, I'm going to have a look at how the synapse works, and we'll look at some reflex actions, just to say one or two things, and then we'll have a look at other things as we go along. So thanks for listening, wherever you are. Have a good day, have a good night, and see you next time.